When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Why do I do this?
No, because you're a niche micro internet celebrity.
It doesn't feel like it.
Oh. Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. That's totally awkward random.
Kia ora everyone, and welcome back to another Loose and Squish, a dish of the shit show. Squishy just took a Barbie cap off his head. Is that because... Oh, now he's wearing all black, so it's giving Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I'm still conflicted on what I like the best.
Yeah, okay, actually that's a really good point. What did you like the best?
Well, Lucy, I just said about 5 seconds ago, I don't know.
But is that you trying to walk the line?
No, I really enjoyed Barbie.
Yeah, I know.
And maybe it's recency bias because I saw that one latest and I wasn't really, really tired.
Yes. Did you go to Oppenheimer really, really tired?
Yeah. Yeah. And
no.
It finished at like, I think I nearly fell asleep during the last sort of scene.
Because, okay, to turn this into culture vulture really quickly, Squish and I have both seen Oppenheimer and Barbie. We went to see Oppenheimer with
day
our
of.
Dad. Day of.
Mm, Thursday.
And... it's a really long movie, and
it's really good, though.
And you really have to work to, well, for me, I had to work to understand it all. And I did. Like, I walked out of that, learnt so much, understood so much. But my friend Abby, who also does the designs for Siska at the moment, so shout out, Abby, she sent a message to the group chat and was like, I didn't understand it at all. And because if you're lost from the start, or if you haven't heard much about any of that era, it would be really confusing.
I don't know. I feel like it's just because I sort of know.
Yeah, and like if you're on Reddit all the time and shit, you just get good at soaking up information in large amounts quickly.
I mean, how did she get on with Tenet? Because that was super confusing.
I've never watched that, I don't know. But anyway, not to call Abby out, because I'm just saying most people would find it, I reckon, fucking confusing. It felt like I was, like, trying to outrun a cyclone, how much I was like nearly not hanging on by keeping up. I was so close to not keeping up with that.
Whereas Barbie was just like the perfect sort of...
Barbie, I'm going to see Barbie again tonight. Barbie was amazing. The further away from Barbie I've gotten, the more I've appreciated it. Like,
I don't know. I think I appreciated it the most as I was walking out of the theatre.
Did you have that Kennergy?
Yeah, but that was probably because of the large Coke.
Full sugar, even though
I was tempted to go to the jumbo double up combo, but we just went the large.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, the price of fucking cinema these days,
$26 for two large popcorns and two large drinks, is ridiculous.
And the tickets, anyway,
didn't matter because I didn't pay for the tickets. Oh, so
we've talked about inflation in other episodes, so if you want to hear about that, go and listen to them.
But it's only $3 more for the jumbo. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. I don't need it.
Doesn't matter. I know, because I'll eat it all and it just won't be good.
Squish, I'm going to start with my weirdest thing, actually, because it has to do with Oppenheimer.
Okay. We could have segued that real well if I had known, but we don't.
But so. No, because we keep our scripts a secret from each other, everyone.
Yeah, sure.
So Albert Einstein, one of the things I was shocked about is that Albert Einstein was alive at the same time as Oppenheimer, whatever his first name is. Anyway, Albert Einstein was around at this time. I seriously thought, Albert Einstein, that's giving 1800s. Like,
wow, he's giving 1951.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, anyway. So first jump scare was that Albert Einstein was in Oppenheimer and they were friends or
bros,
at least colleagues. And so then I've been thinking about Einstein a little bit, and then I saw on Twitter, you know that famous-ass photo of Einstein poking his tongue out?
Yeah.
Do you... Nick just did it for anyone that hasn't
seen
it.
Yeah.
Could see that. Do you know the story behind that photo?
No, I thought he was just being goofy.
Well, he was apparently quite a goofy guy. But basically it was his birthday and there were paparazzi that were sort of swarming him and they were lurking outside the venue where he lived and they wanted to like, I don't know, I guess they were waiting to capture a photo of him or hear something funny that he had to say.
The paparazzi.
And then he got really, he was over the paparazzi, right? And so...
I don't know he was so involved with paparazzi.
No, I know. He got into the back of his limousine and he was sitting with this couple and then he said, enough is enough. And apparently a reporter yelled, hey, Professor, smile for a birthday photo, please. And then in a gesture of annoyance, the unconventional free spirit stuck his tuck out at pursuers, a moment that was captured. Did I say stuck his tuck out?
Or yeah, I did, but I wasn't going to pull you up on it, Liz.
No, stuck his tongue out at pursuers, and then it was captured by photographer Arthur Sass, and then the picture became obviously iconic. However, it wasn't the photographer that made it iconic. Einstein himself ordered numerous prints, cropped it so that the couple that was with him were no longer in it, and then sent dozens of the photos to his colleagues, friends, and acquaintances, saying, the outstretched tongue reflects my political views. And basically, now it's really famous.
He really does have the craziest hair.
Yeah, he
does. I'm just looking at a whole bunch of photos. I tried to find the photo. And I did find
it,
obviously.
Yeah, I was going
to
say. Because
it was super famous. But
yeah,
look at his crazy ass hair.
Yeah. Crazy hair, crazy mind. I did read some stuff about how he was maybe not the best to his partner and took a lot of credit for her work. Her maiden name was Einstein.
Oh.
Squish, give me your weirdest thing.
A British man who stole hundreds of thousands of Cadbury cream eggs sentenced to 18 months jail.
Okay.
Yeah, so a British man who was labelled the Easter Bunny by local police after he stole more than $64,300 worth of Cadbury cream eggs from an industrial complex has been sentenced to 18 months in jail.
Do you think he got through them all before?
Oh, God, Lucy, that's 200,000.
Oh, my God, yeah, okay.
I can't even have one.
No, I don't like them.
No.
No, give me a caramello egg.
They're too sickly and sweet, in my opinion, and they're like maybe like a tiny, maybe like one mini one, but fuck, a whole one? No way. So apparently he just broke through a gate at the chocolate factory, sort of like Willy Wonka style, and then just towed the trailer away. He stole a truck. There was a trailer full of eggs, and he just took them away. Really, just the easiest robbery ever. Just go and take the trailer and leave. But I don't know what he was expecting. Maybe no. Something a little bit more valuable than cream eggs.
Maybe he mistook them for golden eggs.
Oh,
That wasn't good.
No.
Okay, well, that is pretty weird. And
he's getting 18 months in jail for that.
Yeah. Well, I guess
18 months in that.
I guess it's like stealing a couple of $100,000 worth of anything.
Just how do you sell them on the black market? It'd be really hard to, wouldn't it?
And you'd have to do it all before the expiry.
It'd be like when you used to go around and sell chocolate.
Yes.
For school fundraising or something. You just have to go door to door selling cream eggs. Gold coin.
Oh, God. Anyway, Nick, I kind of alluded to this before, and it's your first story, but Elon Musk... insert joke here about his ex.
Yeah, he's got so many exes and now he's got one more.
Oh!
The letter X has been on just about everything Elon's touched for the couple of decades. He's the last
Space
couple of decades.
SpaceX,
the Model X.
PayPal X.
Yep.
No.
X.com was what PayPal was going to be called or something like that.
Oh my God!
And then he got ousted as CEO of PayPal. It's a long story.
And I oop.
And I oop his kid,
Archangel or something?
Archangel A12.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, the way that you're saying that, like it's normal. His kid, Archangel A12.
Yeah. I'm trying to be serious here, Lucy.
No,
this is
keep
a serious. X.ai. And
yes.
Now X.com.
Which is?
Twitter. I know this has been widely reported that he wants it to be the everything app.
Yes.
In a tweet on early... Tweet? Not...
Oh.
What do they want to call it now? Zeet? Xeet?
No! Xeet!
Well, like, X-it. Tweet, but instead of TW, just X.
Oh, no.
It's been renamed that according to the official help center on the website.
Oh, okay.
So that's so sort of, I don't know, it still says tweet when you make a tweet. Not that I make tweets, not that I tweet. But in a tweet on early Sunday morning, Elon said that soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds. And about 24 hours later, a stylized black and white X appeared on the company's website in place of the famous little bird.
I saw someone make a really good tweet about how it looks incredibly close to like most incel kind of branding or brands that are focused towards incels. It's like got that grainy sort of distressed black background and then just this shit X.
It's a very basic X. I mean, how fancy can you make an X really?
Did you see all the tweets going or the X's going around like how every single other one of these sites is a porn site?
That yeah, I know. Like what are the videos going to be? X videos?
Yes.
Like,
oh my God.
But I guess this is might be part of his plan. Get everyone talking about how it's so stupid, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Try and counteract the massive loss of brand value that he's sort of doing by getting rid of the bird and then the word tweet and the just everything surrounding that.
I don't think this will counteract it, though. I think this might put it more on the toilet.
Do you think?
Yeah, because Twitter, at least you have something that was once notable. X is like, you don't even have that. You just have this ugly logo and everyone hating it. But anyway.
Anyway, he sent an email out to Twitter employees saying that Twitter would become X and that was the last time he'd be sending an email from a Twitter email account. And now it's officially X. As of immediately before recording, Twitter has officially changed its at to just the letter X. So it's no longer at Twitter, it's at X. So
do you know what?
It's slowly and surely moving to everything being X.
He's kind of like me in the way that I feel like he needs instant gratification. So he has this idea and he wants it done now.
Rather than wait until everything's
like
ready to go.
Perfectly ready, which is something that I always think is kind of good because I'm always like, well, you should just do the thing and fail really fast. Like, if it's not going to work, it's not going to work really quick and you're going to know.
That's a very Silicon Valley mindset of you.
Oh, yeah, well.
Fail.
I do have a startup. No, I'm fucking kidding. However, this is in Barrow and I liked Twitter with the bird.
I like the bird as well. I thought they'd incorporate the bird into the into the logo somehow.
He seems to have a bit of a individuality complex or something. Like he's bought this off of Jack Dorsey and now he's just trying to separate what Jack Dorsey built completely from him.
Mm.
It's also interesting that you say he was ousted from PayPal and now he's taken the X idea and like done that for Twitter. And then
he
like,
had to buy x.com back off PayPal.
Did he?
They still owned the domain name.
Everyone is saying they own this copyright and domain name, right? We've heard rumors about Microsoft owning something, Meta owning something.
Yeah, I think they all had copyrights, like all of the tech thing, but only one person can own like x.com. And PayPal owned it until Elon bought it. So
also like Elon with x.ai, like didn't Elon help set up OpenAI, the one that's doing super well? And now he's got his own X. It seems like he does these things that he gets ousted and then he starts his own one and they're just never as good.
The OpenAI thing is funny because that was a donation to OpenAI when it was like a research non-profit.
Lab,
And then Sam Altman turned it into a for-profit company. I'm not really sure how all that works. I don't know if he got his money back or if he still owns part of OpenAI or if there's any deal with that at all. I think he sees AI as like a existential threat.
Yeah. Anyway, Elon's just a fucking egomaniac and I just feel like he undoes all the good shit that we used to get on the mic and say multiple things can be true at once. He's done really good things for the world and then now he's like doing this. I feel like he's slowly undoing my ability to say that all those good things counteract some of his, I don't know. I hope he just takes a break, has a rest and then just goes back to like SpaceX or something.
I don't think he'll be taking a break. I don't think he does that.
I don't think he'll take a break. I think he will break.
Ah.
Take breaks or break, Elon Musk. That's what Bell wrote about once. Speaking of X, Nick, you are going to talk to us about maybe New Zealand's next export, biggest export.
Yeah, Americans are expatriating some of our culture to the US.
Love it.
Thank you. A very integral part of our culture as well, Lucy.
Rugby.
No, probably even more important than rugby. And it might even just be specifically our sort of region. Real fruit ice creams.
Oh!
Yeah.
Is it like a regional top of the south thing?
Well, in the article, they called on a Mochueka cafe as the expert, and the machines that they're exporting to the US are made in Nelson. So
yeah. Okay, so give me the rundown of this story.
Real fruit ice creams are becoming a hit in America, but the US edition of sugary toppings like cookies, gummies, swirls, and sprinkles is, quote, butchering the goodness of the original, say New Zealand retailers.
Kind of true.
Yeah. And this is what caught me onto this story. I'm a real fruit ice cream purist, okay?
Yes.
Adding gummies to real fruit ice cream.
Do that to froyo. Do that to frozen yogurt.
Oh, yeah. Go to your late night frozen yogurt things and cover your little yogurt, your salted caramel yogurt, and whatever the shit you want. Leave real fruit ice creams the way that they are. Anyway, for those of you who haven't been lucky enough to experience it, what we know as real fruit ice cream is ice cream, vanilla ice cream, basically just smushed up with fresh berries.
Mm.
So it creates this like kind of, it's subtly sweet from the ice cream, but mm-hmm. it's also tangy and got that sour fruit from the berries.
And the texture's sort of like there's little grainy bits from the berries. It's just yum.
Yeah.
The seeds.
It's delicious. Mm. It's catching on in big American cities. According to a report in the New York Times, so it's actually big league stuff.
Okay.
And it's driven by a rise in US tourists to Aotearoa. Lucy, have you been to Toad Hall in Mochueka?
Yes, when I was little, but I don't really remember it.
Toad Hall is like the epicenter of... It's a really funky cafe in Mott. They do all sorts of cool stuff. And the owner of Toad Hall, Angie Morris, her vision is to offer healthy and nutritious ice cream from locally sourced berries. Now...
Oxymoron.
Healthy and nutritious is kind of a stretch, I feel.
Yeah.
But she says tampering with the original is unnecessarily, and this is a quote, adding lots of crap. It's definitely butchering the product, Americanizing it and making it unhealthy.
Mm.
There are already outlets who do ice creams where you can put all sorts on it. Now, Priya Krishna from the New York Times interviewed Dennis Little, who manufactures the Little Gem. Another good pun because his last name's Little. Yep. It's a blender for making the real fruit ice cream over in Nelson. So, you know, like that spiral thing in the cone that goes up and mushes it together. He said in recent months he has received hundreds of inquiries from Americans wanting to open real fruit ice cream shops.
Oh, my God.
Some ask whether they can put cookies into the Little Gem. In New Zealand, if you did cookies or some sort of lollies, I don't think you would sell very many at all, to tell you the truth, Dennis Little said.
Oh, my God.
So, he's on board.
Like, what? They have ice cream. Just have their own type.
Angie has one last sort of point. The point of New Zealand fruit ice cream is that it's just that, with natural flavour and sweetness from the fruit. And I agree with that.
So,
not so sure about the healthiness, trying to claim that real fruit ice cream is healthy. I mean,
no.
I'll tell myself that to justify having them more often in the summer.
Yeah. Would they get the fruit from New Zealand? Like, do they want to make New Zealand real fruit ice cream, or do they just want to make an American version of something that they've really liked?
I think they want to make a New Zealand... I think the machine is the integral part. They can get their own berries.
Okay.
But
they want to eat cookies and
they want to eat cookies and sprinkles and a flake and a chocolate
dip. No, you've got Mr. Whippy for that.
Did you know that New Zealanders are the biggest consumers of ice cream in the world?
I don't believe that.
Chowing down on 23 litres per capita per annum.
Oh, okay.
So 23 litres of ice cream a year.
And do you know what? I hate ice cream.
No.
Yes.
Would you say you eat 23 litres of ice cream a year?
No. Would you? Who the hang is...
How many litres of ice cream is in a real fruit ice cream? Because I'd have 10 of those puppies a year, I reckon.
But one of them would be, like, not even a quarter of a litre.
Anyway, I'll do some more research and come back to you.
Anyway, and if any of you from America see a real fruit ice cream that has anything resembling a sprinkle or a cookie, send us a photo into our Geneva chat.
Yeah, send us a photo and we'll make contact with the necessary authorities and shut them down.
We will seriously go to the New Zealand embassy in whatever state.
We know important people.
Yeah, we are, in fact, important people.
We can make this happen. But if you're in the US and see a Roofer ice cream store, go and try it. Because it's
it's really yum. Nick, I wish I had a lighthearted story to follow that with.
Mm.
But I do after this. But first, Singapore is set to execute a woman for the first time in almost 20 years. Ugh. I thought that was a crazy story to see. So I read this in The Guardian and then I wrote about it in the newsletter. And essentially what The Guardian reported was that on Friday, Singapore is set to execute a woman for the first time in almost 20 years because she was found guilty of possession of about 30 grams of heroin for the purposes of trafficking. So the last time a woman was executed in Singapore was about 20 years ago when a 36-year-old hairdresser was hanged for drug trafficking. And so, as you have just heard, or can probably tell, Nick, Singapore has some of the world's strictest drug laws.
Mm.
And also, as you can probably guess, they have drawn heavy criticism from the international community for putting this type of punishment on that type of crime. Singapore does say that the death penalty is, I don't know, a good thing to use to keep the city-state safe, and they say that it's widely supported by the public. I mean, if those kind of punishments are being thrown around, I doubt the public are going to speak out of turn. So they also say that their judicial processes are fair, but activists in Singapore, and this is true of a lot of countries, say that it's, again, usually the most vulnerable people that actually end up on death row with these sentences, because prisoners over there often can't afford to represent themselves, or like they don't get access to lawyers for many different reasons. And so it is just fucked up, to be honest.
No good. No good, Singapore.
No.
I feel like there are better steps to take than...
Oh my God, mate. Death penalty. Any step.
Mm.
Like any step. But I do, Nick, have a good news story to finish us off with.
Good. And I hope it's about tacos.
And you know what? It is.
Oh, cool.
It's about tacos. Taco John's has given up its Taco Tuesday trademark after a battle with Taco Bell. Now, this is a good news story because it means that anyone can now use Taco Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I was like, are we celebrating I don't know if Taco John's is a little guy, but...
Well, it's littler than Taco Bell.
Taco Bell for sure, right.
So the phrase Taco Tuesday is now free to use after a taco chain restaurant relinquished... Okay, so they're a chain.
Mm-hmm.
Relinquished its trademark on the popular phrase. Taco John's has had the trademark since 1989 in all US states except New Jersey. But the thing is, Taco Bell filed a petition with the US Patent and Trademark Office to have it reversed, saying that no one should have the rights to a common phrase.
Mm.
But then Taco John's, who seemed cute, said they are lovers, not fighters. And they said, we've always prided ourselves on being the home of Taco Tuesday, but paying millions of dollars to lawyers to defend our mark just doesn't feel like the right thing to do. Taco John's, Nick, are now asking Taco Bell to match its $100 per restaurant donation to the non-profit Children of Restaurant Employees, because... that's what they do on the Taco Tuesdays. And they say, Taco Tuesday wouldn't be possible without those in the service industry who are behind the scenes crafting tacos for us all to enjoy.
Oh, wow. Taco Tuesday on for everybody. Now, I'm a little bit facetious, maybe. I don't believe that they're not fighting the trademark battle just to be good. I just don't think they want to spend millions of dollars on lawyers for a case they're probably going to lose. And they're just marketing it as a nice way.
I reckon...
And I was going to say, Taco Bell seemed like the good guys for relinquishing or for allowing Taco John's to...
have it free for all.
Free for all, but...
Maybe that is... Maybe
they just
is.
Wanted to use it.
Well, Taco Bell, I'm sure, can use whatever the fuck they want. It's kind of nice for them not to have something.
And what's wrong with Taco Thursday?
True. And also, apparently, LeBron James wanted Taco Tuesday once. He couldn't have it because...
What did he want it for?
But I'm also like, good on you, Taco John's, for like getting your bag and sort of, well, keeping that name for so long. Like, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know if this is a good news story, everyone, but...
Yeah, maybe I've just ruined the illusion of good news.
No, because then it's good for Taco Bell then. And lots of people like Taco Bell. So
I'm just Googling Taco John.
Taco John's donate $100 per every Taco Tuesday, per every restaurant.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. They've got 379 restaurants.
Yeah. So that's a bit of money. And it goes to children of restaurant employees.
How much money?
Some sort of multiple of 370. Anyway, you guys, in the Geneva chat, tell us if this is a good news story, or tell us who it's good for. The World, Taco Bell, or Taco John's?
Or Taco Nick.
Or Taco Lou's.
The tacos look like shit.
Whose?
Taco John's.
And probably Taco Bell's too, so.
Mexican donut bites?
I don't know why we've both picked a side. I'm Taco John's, you're Taco Bell's, and now we're like ready.
I'm not a fan of either of them. I'm a fan of street tacos.
I'm a fan of Los Tacos, New York City.
Right, everybody in the chat, tell us what your favourite taco is.
No, literally, everyone in the Geneva chat, get in there and tell us your favourite taco. Anyway, team, it's been real. Not sure if real good or real bad.
Real off the rails at the end.
Real something. But come and hang out in the Geneva chat. And leave us a rating or a review or subscribe. Or even if you don't want to listen again, just turn on automatic downloads. Okay?
Yeah, why don't you just do that? If you hate us so much, the worst thing you can do is turn on automatic downloads. How about that?
Anyway, it's been a real pleasure. And Squish, we'll see them next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Sounds real.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.